Chapter 41. Now in the seventh month, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal offspring, and one of the chief officers of the king, and 10 men with him, came to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and there they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, arose, and the 10 men who were with him, and struck Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and killed him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also killed all the Jews who were with him, with Gedaliah, at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, the men of war. The second day, after he had killed Gedaliah, and no man knew it, men came from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaved and their clothes torn, and having cut themselves, with meal offerings and frankincense in their hand, to bring them to Yahweh's house. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And as he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam." It was so, when they came into the middle of the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, killed them and cast them into the middle of the pit, he and the men who were with him. But 10 men were found among those who said to Ishmael, "Don't kill us, for we have stores hidden in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey." So he stopped and didn't kill them among their brothers. Now the pit in which Ishmael cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had killed by the side of Gedaliah, this was that which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with those who were killed. Then Ishmael carried away captive all of the people who were left in Mizpah, even the king's daughters, and all the people who remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive and departed to go over to the children of Ammon. But when Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, heard of all the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. Now when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, then they were glad. So all the people who Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned about and came back and went to Johanan, the son of Kareah. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the children of Ammon. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him took all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after he had killed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the men of war, with the women, the children, and the eunuchs, whom he had brought back from Gibeon. They departed and lived in Geruth-Kimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had killed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor over the land.